we go.
What's your flavor? Favorite flavor smoothies?
That's a good question. I try them all. I got a couple.
You don't have to eat it.
The best smoothie is probably the strawberry banana. Yeah. You should try some, man.
I do.
You work on your figure a little bit.
I know, you're right. I'm going to let you go today. Keep going. From what you've seen of this offense so far, does it allow you to be more versatile?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is just it lets me to, with the backs to kind of pick and choose our holes. And it's such a fast pace where my defense can get out of line, out of alignment, and, man, there'd be big, wide-open gaps and seams. So I'm looking forward to having a big year, I mean, myself and other backs. So.
Is that going to translate into a lot of carries for you?
Well, I know in Coach Chip Kelly's in his past at Oregon, they ran the ball a lot. You know, so I feel like I could throw the ball and run the ball. I feel like the offense we have here fits the players very well. The linemen, offensive line can move, you know, very well, laterally. And it's the playmakers around it. So running the ball, throwing the ball, I think he's very successful in both. Put tons of stats up and tons of yards doing both. So I look forward to doing catching the ball and running the ball.
You know, balance was always kind of an issue over here for years. Offensive balance, run-pass ratio. Could you get a sense right now whether that's still going to be an issue going under Chip or what his style might be more like?
It's still early. It's still early to say, you know, because we're just really learning the plays. You know, and obviously you have more passing plays than you have run plays. So we're just kind of grasping the offense right now. But probably during camp, I could really give you an honest answer. You know, but it seems balanced. So far, we're still learning. You know, but I think it's going to take a little bit for us to really know the offense and really tell you if it's going to be more of a pass or run type of balance.
Have you watched film of what he did at Oregon and kind of saw where you might fit in that kind of style?
Well, we watched tons of cut-ups. Okay. You know, to kind of learn the offense a little better, get different alignments and things like that. So I haven't really watched tons of games, just clips on how to run the runs properly, you know, and depth on different routes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the offense looks amazing. I think it fits the scheme and the players there and the skill level very well.
What kinds of advantages do you think the offense has by going up-tempo?
Well, for one, we'll be in shape. I think we'll be the best shape in the league, for sure. Just the fast pace. I mean, there's never a time we're breaking. We hustle to working out, lifting weights, everything. Even the meetings are fast. So just that high tempo, high pace, I think, is a different presence to a defense. You know, because you get that 30 seconds rest. You're looking to see what personnel they're bringing in. Well, this offense, and we're shifting, moving. As soon as you get tackled, you know, it's no celebrations after the play. It's strictly, you know, get the next play, let's go. So I think, I want to say by the second or third quarter, teams would be tired. You know, and as you've seen in Oregon, that's how they really win a lot of their games. And they get them points of scoring so fast. As a defense, you don't get a chance to really adjust because you're moving so much. You know, give them so many different illusions from different personnel coming in running the same plays. So that's the biggest advantage.
Will there still be zone blocking?
Do you feel as physically strong after these practices as opposed to previous years now that you've been
through? Well, it's only the second practice. I can't really compare from now to then. You know, this is going to be my fifth year. I've been 4 years with Coach Reed. So I know how that feels. You know, and I haven't experienced a camp like his. So I have to wait and see. Like I said before, it's got to wait. It's only the second day or the third day. And it went fast. It went pretty well. So I think later on down the line, I could really tell you, give you an honest answer.
So you shifted zone blocking at Oregon. Do you think that's what they'll do up here?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of stuff you've seen in Oregon, you'll see here. I mean, he's kind of bringing that style, that offense. So
you've always seemed like a running back, though, that benefits from that type of blocking.
Yeah.
Or give you a little space to do your thing.
I mean, that's the first thing I noticed from just going over the plays and watching tape. There's so much room the backs had. You know, and that fits me, just to stop, go, you know, and pick out the spots I want. So I'm blessed to be in an office like this. And I wasn't too sure when he came in, but actually seeing it, physically being there and learning, I felt very, very, very confident.
How do you think two backs fit in this offense? How do you think two backs fit in this type of, in Chip's offense, you know, with Bryce?
You're going to need another back in this offense. This is one offense where it's not a debate. I could do it myself because, for one, you're going to do more plays than any other offense I mean, even the practices, the amount of plays we're doing. You know, so that's for one. For two is the amount of hits from just doing so many. You're running so much, you know. If you're faking or you're running it, if it pass or not, you're constantly going, you know. And I think any back, no matter how good or great of a shape he's in, he's going to need some extra help.
Do you think this?
And I know that. And Bryce is good enough. He can play. I think every team has two good backs. If you look around the league, and I think Bryce is good enough. You know, and I'm confident in myself. I think us together will work well. And this offense, you need another back. You know, and don't be surprised if Chris Pope gets some carries because you're running so much. It's like a freaking track meet. Like, you know, so you need some, like a relay. You need extra guys.
Did you? Said that this offense is like none he's really ever seen before. Is it really that different? Like, how is that for you?
It is different because you never play an offense where it's the tempo is so high. I mean, and it's so many plays and so fast. It's amazing how, you know, he's thought of this as far as just getting the plays in, then running the plays, and then soon you're done. You got to be aware of the next play, you know, and then you're running it that fast. I mean, we'll probably waste, maybe 10 seconds after the play is over, and that's it. And we're going and going and going. Well, they send it in. They send it in, like sign language type of stuff. It's like a no huddle type of offense, but way faster.
When you look at the changes you guys have made, you know, every year there's changes, there's roster turnover, but can the coach make the biggest difference in the sense where you guys can go from where you were last year and the year before under Andy Reid, and all of a sudden a new coach and a few players, all of a sudden be a playoff team that goes deep?
Well, I think so. I mean, a couple of years we haven't had any good seasons, but I feel like the players that Coach Reid has brought here are good players, you know. And I think Coach Chip, the offense and the type of players he's also bringing in, it fits as well. So I'm very confident to say that I see us as a team that could be back in the playoffs, you know, and one of the division better teams. So I can see that.
Do you see this offense as something that really fits your ability, maybe being used like you've never kind of been used before?
I think it's a different offense for sure, and I think it fits me. Like I said before, just the ability to give me open space and use me in the passing game. And it's a creative the way they kind of use the backs, utilizing us in different ways to get us in open space, pick our own holes out, things like that. Where it's like a zone read, so everything's a read, so I can go backside, front side, wherever. I think that fits me best.
Chip is running shorter practices, shorter meeting sessions. Is that enough time for you guys to assimilate and feel what he's trying to do, especially with a whole new offense?
Oh, well, here's the thing. When we get the thing about having a fast-paced type of offense, you know, we do a lot of coaching on the field. So where in a normal offense, you might come out here and get 30 to 40 reps, you know, we're out here getting 100 and some plays off. So we're doubling the reps, you know, and we're getting it. It's fast paced. So it's like kind of beating in your head, going over and over and over and over again. So it's one of the things where you kind of learn on the run. I mean, just in 3 days, I feel like I got majority of the offense down.
And it gets better. Any part of you that's skeptical just about whether it all worked?
Oh, well, I have confidence for sure, just from seeing it and believing in it. But I think you kind of get that confirmation when you really go out and play against a defense or even the your defense and can't. And if it's successful then it makes you more that insurance, like, oh, it's going to work. You know, so, yeah, I would say so. It's, you get that feel where you're still curious because you haven't did it yet in NFL. Mm-hmm. But every day you see it and it looks promising. You know, so it's kind of in the middle, to be honest. So. You can't go off of something that you haven't done yet. But as far as practicing and learning, you know, I feel confident about it.
Brent was talking yesterday about how excited he is about the communication on offense, the changes to the communication. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I think every player is different, you know. I was perfectly fine with the communication that we had in the past. So everybody's different, and they might learn differently. So that's his opinion.
When Chip Kelly was hired, you didn't know much about the offense, I'm assuming. What did you think then? Did you have a lot of questions? Did you wonder how you were
going to fit in? I just figured he'd find a way to give me the ball. No, I didn't know. I just, you know, I seen tape I seen the games. Oregon put tons of points up each game. Electrifying offense. That's all I really knew. So The best thing I know about that was we're bringing a great offense in. But as a coach, he's a great guy. I didn't know him, and then I feel like I'm getting to know him a little better each day. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker. And he's a straight shooter, man. What you see is kind of what you get. I like him. I like him.
Okay. Thanks, LeSean.
Yep.
All right, very good. That is LeSean McCoy talking about this Eagles offense. And